Welcome to Shomar Shoban Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishman, Sarim Yaakov Shalom, Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Chof Gimel. The Gemara in the end of the Amud Beis mentions what we mentioned already in the last two blot. The idea of Mushba V'Oimid Mar Sinai. Any mitzvah, a person is Mushba V'Oimid Mar Sinai, not to violate the mitzvah. And therefore, a person cannot do a Shavuos on a mitzvah, because ain't Shavuos Chal Al Shavuos. Where is that Shavuos that we say that Am Yisrael are Mushba V'Oimid Mar Sinai, that a Shavuos in Mar Sinai, that they have to keep the mitzvahs. Therefore, every mitzvah is connected to a Shavuos. Where is that Shavuos? So this daf is learned in Shabbos Pashas Behar B'Chukoytzai, Taf Shepehei, and Daf Yomi, and it's very appropriate because the Medrash tells us that the Shavuos is the Toichicho of Pashas B'Chukoytzai. The Lashon of the Medrash is Medrash Rabo, and Pashas Nosoi. Perek Ter Pashas Mimzayin, it says the following. Uminayin Shebesinai Lokhu Shavuos HaOlah. How do we know that in Sinai, Har Sinai, there was a Shavuos? Sheken Ksif. The Medrash is quoting the pasuk at the end of Parsha Kisavoy and the end of the Teichach on Parsha Kisavoy. Eile divrei bris, these are the bris that was done in Parsha Kisavoy. Milvad bris shekros ito mechoyev, except the bris that was done in Choyrev in Sinai. Hekish bris Choyrev lebris eretz Moyev. We have a hekesh from the bris of Parsha Kisavoy to the bris at Parsha as Bechukoysai. Malo olon beolo, afkan beolo. So the Marzu explains on the Medrash that the Allah is written in the Parsha Nitzavim. It says, "La'avrecho b'ris Hashem u'be'olosui." That's there in Moav. That's the end of the Midbar. We have an Allah. It says the Allah. How do we know there was an Allah also in our Sinai? Because you learn the Hekesh from each other. Hezu b'ris shechorev. What is the bris that we had in our Sinai? V'im lois tishmuulim, meaning Parshas Bechukoysai, the klalos of Parshas Bechukoysai. So clearly the Medrash tells us that we have a bris of Parshas Bechukoysai. For a bris in Avos Moav and Parshas Kisavoy, they both come with a Shavuos, and the Shavuos is the Mushba V'Oimid Mar Sinai that we have in our Gemara, refers to the one in Parshas Bechukoysai. Now, if you look at the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Milo, the Rambam says that the Torah, the Kol Torah, there's three brises that were Nichras al Torah. One bris is the bris of Parshas Bechukoysai. The second bris is Parshas Kisavoy. And the third bris is Parshas Nitzavim. What are these three brises, these three covenants, and what's the chiluk between them? So the Vilna Gaon and Der Silyon Parshas Nitzavim gives us the key to understand this sugya. Because the Vilna Gaon says like this, if you look at Parshas Kisavoy, Parshas Kisavoy is written Beloshon Yochid. It's written in a singular form. The entire Parsha is written as if it's talking to an individual. And this is the Gemara and the end of Maseches Megillah. The Gemara and the Maseches Megillah compares the bris of Parshas Bechukoysai to the bris of Parshas Kisavoy. And the Gemara says that Parshas Bechukoysai, it says Beloshon Rabim, in plural tense. Parshas Kisavoy, it says in singular tense. Says the Vilna Gaon, what's the difference between singular tense and plural tense? Singular tense is said to the nation as a whole. When you speak to Am Yisrael, the whole Am Yisrael together, that's singular tense, as we say every day, Shema Yisrael. It's a singular tense. I'm talking to Am Yisrael as a whole. When I'm saying plural tense, I'm talking to each individual on his own. And what the Vilna Gaon is implying is, because the Gemara in Megillah says, the bris of Parshas Kisavoy is more lenient than the bris of Parshas Bechukoysai. Why is that so, according to the Vilna Gaon? Because Parshas Kisavoy, we have the koyach, the power of the tzibur. Of the tzibur together. The tzibur are the ones that could always withstand the claws because ain't tzibur mace. The Gemara tells us that tzibur will never die. So Parshas Kisavoy is talking to the tzibur as a whole. Immediately after Parshas Kisavoy, it says, Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, says the Vilna Gaon, Am Yisrael is surviving because they have the power of a tzibur. Am Yisrael will always exist. Atem nitzavim hayoyim kulchem together. Explains the Vilna Gaon, Yimele, the Hemshech of Parshas Nitzavim. What is Parshas Nitzavim talking about? It's talking about the individual that is leaving the Tzibur, that feels the Tzibur has tzaras, Am Yisrael has their issues, I'm standing on my own. And he's Poyre Roish Velano, he leaves on his own and it says, Shalom Yeli ki bishwirus li bi'elich. I'm going to go on my own path, I don't care about the Tzibur. So then, Lo Yoyve Hashem Sloyach Loi, and it says all the big klolos of Parshas Nitzavim. That's what the Vilna Gaon explains. So based on the Vilna Gaon, it's very clear the difference between Parshas Kisavoy and Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Kisavoy is on the Tzibur as a whole. Am Yisrael as a whole, there is a bris, there's a covenant, that as a tzibur, they have to do and keep the Torah, and if they don't, there will be terrible things that happen to them, but they will survive. And if there's an individual that leaves the tzibur and stands on his own, then you have a special bris of pashen nitzavim that you cannot leave the tzibur, and someone who leaves the tzibur will have a terrible punishment. Umocha Hashem is shmoi tachas hashamayim, that's the lashon apostle of pashen nitzavim. And this is what comes out from the Vilna Goyen, and this my Rebbe Moshe Shapir Zitzal used to speak about this a lot. The shaila is, what about Parash B'chukoy say? The Vilna Goyen does not address what is Parash B'chukoy referring to. Parash B'chukoy speaks to every individual. That's what the Goyen tells us. That's what the Gemara tells us at the end of Megillah. It's B'loshen Rabbi to every individual. So where does that fit in this structure? But according to what we just learned, according to what the Gemara by us telling us, Mushba V'Oyin Mar Sinai, the Pashtus comes out, the Bris of Parash B'chukoy say is the obligation of every individual to keep the Torah. Every individual has a shvuah, has an Allah. He went through a bris, through a covenant that he individually needs to keep the Torah. It's a chiyuv of an individual to keep the Torah. And the mainly the three brises of Torah come out to be very clear. Parash B'chu Koisai is the chiyuv of the individual to keep the Torah, the Mujva Voyin Mar Sinai. Parash Kisavoy is the chiyuv of the Tzibur as a whole to keep the Torah. And the Parash Nitzavim is the one who separates from the Tzibur. And just to add one more nekuda to this. The why really the Pashas B'chukoisai is focusing on the Yachid, on the every individual. Pashas Kisova is focusing on the Tzibur. Because there is a big Yisoid that comes out from what we learned in the past, that the power of the Tzibur is needed when Am Yisrael is going down. When Am Yisrael is deteriorating, going to a lower dargo, they need the power of the Tzibur. That's why when Am Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, the Maharal says that and they become a ravim zelase. Because they're leaving the Midbar, they're going to Eretz Yisrael, they go down a dargo, they need the Koyach HaTzibur. When Am Yisrael goes from Bayis Rishon to Bayis Sheni, they're going down a dargo, now starts the idea of Tfilah and Tfilah B'Tzibur, that starts at Bayis Sheni, and so on and so forth. Parashat B'chukoy says in Sefer Vayikra, it's the beginning of the Midbar. It's Bayis Sinai, it's when Am Yisrael is still on their higher level. Parash Kisava is when Am Yisrael comes to the end of the Midbar. After the first generation lost, they're all died. And all, what's left is the Dor Eretz Yisrael. It's after all the Chatoim. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to us. Not even HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to us directly. So mainly when I'm speaking of these two Koyachas of Am Yisrael, the Koyach of the Yochid and the Koyach of the Tzibur, the Koyach of the Yochid is emphasized in Parash B'chukoisai when Am Yisrael on a higher level speaks to every individual because he has their own power. Parashat Kisavo is speaking to Am Yisrael as a tzibur. When Am Yisrael is on a lower level, we need the koyach tzibur, so we're focusing on the tzibur. And to conclude this mahalach, just one more nekuda over here, is the same Gemara Megillah says the Parashat B'chukoisai is read before Shavuos, and Parashat Kisavo is read before Shoshana. Why is that so? Based on what we learned, it makes a lot of sense. Shavuos is the time of the avoid of each individual. What do we do in Shavuos? We have a din of Matat Torah, Kabbalah Satorah, everybody is working on Torah. Torah is very individual. Every individual accepts Torah in his own level. Even when you have a group of people in a shir, each one learns in a different way, understands in a different way. But in Rosh Hashanah, what are we doing in Rosh Hashanah? We're doing a voides tzibur. Because at a time of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you need a tzibur in order to go through Yom Adin. The Shulchan Aruch brings that even a place where it doesn't have a tzibur during the year, they should make sure to hire people to have a tzibur in Yom Neroim. So before Shavuos, the avodah of the Yochid, we say the Teichecho Parash B'chukoisai that speaks about the Yochid. And before Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which is the avodah of the Tzibur, we speak about Parash Kisavoy, which is the avodah of the Tzibur. Al Kaponim, we learn from our Gemara that Mushba Moimed V'Har Sinai is the Shavuah on each individual, which is written in Parash B'chukoisai. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email us or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.